Blog Talk Radio.
Everything by A. Hagen, rhythm and soul recording artist here in my house tonight. This is Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. My name is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for supporting my show. I have with me Hagen. Are you there with me?
I'm here.
All right. Tell us some of our new listeners out there what you about briefly.
I just recently dropped a new single called I Love It. You can download it on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, all the outlets. And yeah, it's actually doing really well. I'm actually going to go on tour this summer because of it. So yeah, it's doing really good.
All right. Let's talk about not only just your music. You have a lot of events going on around in your town and also in Evansville, Indiana City. Can you tell us a little bit briefly about some of these events?
Yes. Tomorrow we'll be having a red and white. It's kind of a grown and sexy event. So if any couples out there, they want to come out and celebrate Valentine's Day early, they can come out to our party, the red and white party. Also going to be doing hosting the Masquerade Ball, charity ball. This is our second annual time doing it. It's hosted by me and Courtney Johnson. So definitely we'll like everybody to come out and get dressed up and have fun. And that'll be February 25th. So that'll be in 2 weeks.
Okay. What's this you being on 44 News co-hosting?
Yeah,
Hot Topics?
Yeah, I'll be co-hosting on the Hot Topics Monday at 7:40 a.m. on 44 News. So I got, like I said, I got so much that I'm doing that I got to keep up with my own self still.
Okay. I have some other events. The April 11th Kentucky Soul event. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
The Kentucky Soul event? Kentucky Soul?
Kentucky Soul.
The KY Soul
is going to be my project that's going to be coming out. It's going to be my new mixtape that's going to be dropping. It's going to have about six songs, six brand new songs. One song that you have heard is the I Love It, but the other five songs you have not heard. And we're going to have a lot of promo behind that. So, yeah, we definitely want everybody's support and download it and share it and like it and comment and let us know how it is when it could drop.
All right. Well, we're going to talk briefly about yourself. There are a lot of young minds want to know the high school that you attended.
Mm-hmm.
In Bowling Green, Kentucky?
No, the high school that I attended was Henderson, Kentucky. I went to college. I went to college at Western Kentucky.
Okay. You had a scholarship for sports?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a scholarship to. I went to two different colleges. I went to Lindsey Wilson College, and I went there for a year for a basketball scholarship. Then I transferred to Western Kentucky.
Right, right. Okay, and you gain a lot of appreciation in classical arts from, what is that teacher's name?
I forgot her name. It's been so long since I've been there, but I remember her face. Yeah, she's
okay.
Going to probably listening right now. She's going to get me in trouble. So.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
But yeah, she. But since ninth grade, I've had her for 4 years straight. But ninth grade until I graduated high school, she was just one of those. She saw the talent in me. She saw that I was going to be a star. She told me every day. She was just like, "You're going to be a star one day." So that's why I always like to tell people, you know, like there's a lot of people who believe in you before you believe in yourself. So.
Right. Okay, I have a caller. Go ahead, caller, speak.
Hey, this is Teresa Campbell. Hey, Lady Diva.
Hey!
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, fam?
I'm doing good. I'm just blessed, you know, to be here and to be living my dream.
Yes, you are. We are so proud of you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and I got my sister here, Tina, and she wants to talk to you for a little bit, too, so we'll be going back and forth tonight. Oh, hang on a second. Hey there, nephew.
Hi, Tina.
Hey, how are you, Lady Diva?
Hey, what's up? What you got to say to Mr. Hagen here?
Well, I want to say I'm proud of you, nephew.
I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. So well, I was trying to catch the very first part of it. You know, sometimes technology don't allow you to do things you need to do. So, you know, we got to deal with it.
I understand.
The question that I was going to ask you is like, okay, this is just off the top. It's like, so who is A. Hagen? What is A. Hagen all about?
A. Hagen is about, I'm about rhythm and soul, you know, my whole entire life. You know, I grew up in the church, so I always had the rhythm and I always had the soul. So I just put those two together. Instead of having the blues, you know, I don't want to just be about blues. I want it to be come from my heart, come from my soul, and that's what A. Hagen's all about.
Okay, so what made you just like, I know you said that, I know that's the one question, but then the other is, you know, I mean, because I've known you since before you were even born,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not telling my age here, but we're going to just leave it at that. But, what was it that just, like, switched for you to say, hey, you know what, this is what I really, really want to do, and then just decided to sit down and it's like, you know what, this is what I'm going to do, and however long it takes me to get there, or whatever it takes me to get there, I'm going to do it. What made that happen?
Well, actually, people like you, you know, always encouraging me every time you see me, telling me keep going. You know, when you got positive people that's around you, you can do anything that's possible. You know, like you can tell me that I'm going to be a millionaire, and I am going to be a millionaire just because you're telling me that every day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm doing it right.
All right.
Okay. Well, you know, hey, I mean, I'm very proud of you. I mean, I remember when you first started out. And you know, and I'm looking at you now, and I'm like, okay, he's doing it. He's doing it. He's, you know, he's
taking
the world. Yeah, you know, you're taking the world by storm, you know. So
yeah, that's true.
So are there any, I mean, I know that you're doing music, but, I mean, are you thinking about doing other things outside of music? Just, you know, I mean, getting into acting and things of that nature?
Music is just a stepping stone. I'm a type of person, I don't want to say no into anything until I at least try. You know, like, because I could say, no, I would never act, but never know. I might be better an actor than I am a singer. You just never know. So I don't like saying no to anything.
Okay. Okay. So then there's that possibility that, you know, we might see you sing and dance in your own musical. Is that a possibility?
Of course. Of course. Anywhere the money comes in, I'm going to be there, you know.
Okay. Well, you know what, nephew, I'm happy for you. I mean, it's, you know, here in Evansville, of course, we need somebody with, you know, your background is here. And I mean, and the thing of it is, you know, if I didn't know your family personally, you know, even if I didn't know that, just the person, your personality, when you meet you out, it says a lot. And it does say, hey, you know what, you know, you're grounded, you know where you came from. You know where you're going, and you know some people that are your age, some of them are not. You know, they don't think about those type of things. I mean, it is a process to get through.
And that's true. You know, it's just by me having great parents, making them.
He's going in. Hello.
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay, we're hearing some static a little bit.
Yeah, what are you doing, Hagen?
Right now, can you hear me?
I'm listening to that.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're going to stop the conversation for right now and tell us briefly about this I Love It track before I play it.
I love is for every single person who's ever been in love. If you've ever been in love, I wrote this song for you. And I wrote it for that mystery girl out there who ever felt like they was never loved before. I just want to let you know that I do love you and I adore you.
Okay, don't go nowhere, Hagen. I got a couple more questions for you after this song is played, okay?
Okay.
Everything my ancestors show me in my dreams.
I love it. I love it. All right, all right. Are you still with me, Hagen?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Somebody need to turn down that background noise. I don't know who it is. But, Hagen, I'm going to just keep you on just for a few minutes. I know you're busy. And, hello? Are you with me?
Yes. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. Tell us some more. Do you have any upcoming future community events in Henderson or here in Evansville, charity community events that you are doing again?
I'm in the process right now of putting a charity together. I've already been doing one charity. We're trying to raise money for Julius Tramble. He's a three-year-old who got diagnosed with leukemia. So we're trying to raise like $10,000 for him to help with the chemotherapy. His mom's Courtney and his dad is Jimmy. They're really good, close friends of mine. So I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to put together an event right now as we speak to do something to help raise money to, like I said, raise money for them, for their kid.
Right. Now, did you grow up singing in church?
Yes. I've been singing since like 3, 5, 4. I'm one of those ages.
And so you got your music background from your mama, right?
Yes. My mom, she was a choir director, so I got it from her.
Okay. All right. Tell me a little bit more about your supporters, like Prentice Kelly and all of your DJs.
I got a lot of support. Like, I got more supporters than I even think. Like, every time I'm walking somewhere, like, I was just in the mall, and people was like, hey, keep doing what you're doing. We see what you're doing, and we support you. So I get new supporters every day. Like, just because I tell people all the time, just because somebody doesn't hit the like button on Facebook or any of your social media doesn't mean that they're not watching you, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Okay. Okay, caller, do you still have something to say?
Yes, I wanted to ask A. Hagen about these T-shirts that I'm hearing about. What's up with these T-shirts?
It's my new brand. It's called Ladies Love A. Hagen. It started as a joke. They're turning into a whole big thing now. Every time my friends see me, they're like, there he is, the ladies, man. You know, Ladies Love A. Hagen. And one time I took that idea and ran with it and got a design and put it out on social media. Everybody was inboxing me and said, hey, whenever you get that on a shirt, let me know. So as soon as I got it, now it's like slowly but surely growing to be a big thing.
What about those T-shirts that the guys hate Hagen?
It's just reverse psychology, you know. You can't guys can't love me, so they have to hate me, right? And also it's for my haters too. So if you're a hater, you can still spend some money and support me. So if you really hate me that much, just spend $20 and support me, and I'll let you hate me. You know, you just pay me to hate me.
All right. So can you give us a little bit more in-depth information about how to get tickets for your event and where to purchase those T-shirts?
Okay, you can get tickets for the event for tomorrow from Prentice Kelly. Just go to Prentice Kelly Facebook and inbox them and say, hey, I want, you know, general admission or I want VIP. For the shirts, you can actually contact me on Facebook, and my Facebook is A. Singer Hagen, and Hagen is H-A-Y-G-A-N. Or you can call me. My phone number is 270-860-0141. So one of those two. And then, we can meet up, and I can get you that shirt.
All right. And I guess you told us everything about all the events. People can get on your social media like Facebook or Twitter, and they will see information about these events, tickets, and how you're moving around, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So if you want to go ahead and give us some words of wisdom for inspiration, you know, any encouraging words for those out there suffering today who want to try to be like you?
My words of encouragement for tonight is never give up. Never give up on your dreams. Never give up on your goals. Never give up on anything, because the day that you give up, the day you'll never succeed.
Amen.
That's
amen. Thank you. Amen. Caller, do you have something else to mention to Hagen?
Yeah, I have one more question. Could you tell me a little bit about that event that's coming up in April, April the 11th?
That's my project. My album's coming out April 11th. So
okay.
I'm going to probably have like a release party for it. I'm trying to get everything together right now because I'm doing so much. I'm trying to get that together. I'm trying to get other stuff together. But I'll definitely put it on my social media and everything like that so everybody will know, because everybody's been asking me about that. So I'm like, all right, well, I got to do it now since I'm getting a lot of people ask me. But I'm getting together. I'll have all the information by the end of this month. So.
Okay.
Is it going to be one of those that – is it in Evansville or it's going to be in or it's in Kentucky or Louisville or –
It's probably gonna be in Evansville. I want to have it at like a some place that it can be like a kickback, not like a club type atmosphere, like a lounge. So that's what's taking me so long. I'm trying to find somewhere that I can just have this a laid back, just pretty much just I just turn my, you know, my album on and people give me feedback why it plays. You know, I don't want to do anything else but hear people, hey, listen to it. I'm gonna have like gift bags. I'm going to have gift bags for everybody. Pretty much, I'm going to try, I don't know if I'm going to have it privately or I'm going to have it to the public. I don't know yet. I'm just, because I know if I have it public, it might be so many people that show up that I'm like, oh, well, I wasn't ready for that. Or, you know, so I'm trying to figure it out, you know. So it all starts with the venue. If I have a big venue, I can be a public. But if I have a small venue, I don't have a big fan base, so I can't invite everybody, so.
Right,
okay.
Right. Well, I'm quite sure you'll make the right decision.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it's not just going to be one listening party. There's going to be multiple listening party. It's just trying to get that first one. I want to make sure it's right. I don't want it to be looking janky or anything. I want it to be official. So I like to plan everything out.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the info.
Thank you, Carissa. Thank you, Carissa, for calling. Thank you, Tina, for calling.
Welcome.
And thank you, Hagen, for calling in and on your participation. You're always welcome to come on my show. And I'm going to play a couple of Hagen's old R&B hits. One is called Do You, and one is called Showtime. Hagen, before you leave, can you tell us listeners and all how you come up with the title of those two songs, Showtime and Do You?
Do You was brought up. I was in a certain type of situation. I was asking a girl because we was broken up, and I was asking her, do you still think about me? Do you still care about me? Do you still love me? Just one of those songs that everybody always asks. And then Showtime is pretty much, you know, like I said, Showtime. So, you know. So.
Right. Thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much, Hagen. I love your music, and I hope we get to meet in person at one of your events. And thank you so much again. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Carissa.
You're welcome.
What?
What's up?
Nothing. You've been playing.
How about been playing you?
You know what I've been doing? My girls told me what you want.
Told you what?
You know you've been playing my emotions.
What are you talking about? I've been playing.
I know about all those other females you've been messing with.
Man, I am not messing around with no other females. The only female I've been thinking about is you. So come meet me at the spot. I got something to show you.
Alright.
Baby, it's so good. Hey, hey. I know you tonight. You gonna hit the camera. Both of us tonight. Gonna make a movie, baby. I'm gonna get some bacon, you gon' get some tipping. Oh girl, this feels so good. Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. It's not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, baby. I know we've been in and out of relationships, but I got some questions I want to ask. And it goes like this.
Do you still think about me?
Do you
still care about me?
Do you
still wanna be with me?
Do you
still love me?
Do you
still love me?
Do you?
You still love me.